Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office. And today it's our crazy building because they're working on our roof as we record.
Yes. So you may hear some banging.
Yes.
Today we're going to talk about getting and giving feedback at work. Our question comes from someone who feels that the boss gives too much unsolicited feedback. We're going to address the situation, and then we're going to talk about feedback in just general terms.
Yeah, I think that's great. Knowing how to give and receive feedback is such an important part of being successful at work and even building your career. And I hope listeners will send questions like this that you're going to hear to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, let's just go right to our question.
My boss is a real know-it-all. She is constantly giving me feedback on how I can do things better. Although I can see that her ideas are sometimes correct, I don't like receiving unsolicited feedback. It makes me feel as if she doesn't trust me to do my job. How do I handle this situation?
You know, I think there's two ways to look at this, or at least I think people usually fall into one or the other camp. I mean, bosses have the right to give feedback.
Yes.
So you don't always have to go to your boss and say, I need feedback now to get it. I mean, they're going to give you feedback. That's part of management.
Yeah.
I don't know if this boss is overboard. I don't know. But usually there's two camps. One is people despise feedback and they see it just as criticism. And then there are other people that like feedback because they feel it helps them grow. Some of it is not useful, and a lot of it is. And especially if you hear things repeatedly, it can be very helpful. So, I mean, that's kind of how I see people rolling. What do you think?
I see that, and I also see even there are often gender differences with feedback. I know, generally speaking, that women like to correct and kind of are used to being corrected quite a bit. Unsolicited, so to speak. And I think that for men, sometimes that's not as welcome.
Yeah, because they don't get it as much as they should. Or as much as women get it. I think it's all in the way you deliver it.
Well, that could be true. That could be true. What I'm curious about in this situation, because we were talking about this a little earlier, is there a way, if someone is giving you a lot of unsolicited feedback and you're finding it, like if this person is finding it difficult, I mean, there are things that they can do individually just to maybe de-escalate their own irritation, right? Like you could say, what's going on here? What's the feedback I'm getting? And kind of look at it in a more objective fashion. But I'm wondering also if it's possible to say to the unsolicited feedback giver to give them hints about what would be more helpful.
Yeah, I think you can definitely say to your boss that it's really helpful when you give me feedback on my writing because I know that's a place I need some feedback. But when you start critiquing my hair and my outfits, I take care of that outside of work or something. I mean, that might even offend a boss, but I think you can
be specific.
You can set some limits.
Yeah.
And say, you know, or if they start critiquing you about your personality and your, you know, you can say, I have a professional that I go to for that. So I appreciate your point of view and I'm going to take it back to the professional.
Right.
But I think I got it.
That's a really interesting point, Kathy. The difference between getting feedback regarding your work product and getting feedback regarding you.
Yeah. And, you know, look, there are some bosses that are very critical. And there's a difference between critical and then feedback. And feedback, we all need feedback. And I know that I have clients that don't like when they get feedback because they're uncomfortable being wrong. Or having something they have to improve in. But I think that's a mistake. You know, I think also if you appreciate, if you say to your boss, that's really helpful, thank you very much, and then check in, how am I doing, you probably will get less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think when you come up against an employee who is so defensive about feedback, that you might, you know, then they try to ram it, like keep saying it and saying it.
Right.
So it's...
Or you could be someone, I mean, I relate more to, in my younger years, I was so sensitive and so terrified of doing something wrong that when I got feedback, I just would feel totally ashamed and like, there's something wrong with me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it took practice and it took support to understand that, no, this is valuable information. It's not about there's something horribly wrong with you. It's about this is what will improve your
Well, somebody
work.
Like you is somebody who is hard on yourself.
Right.
So you're somebody who's looking, you know, you're giving yourself critical feedback probably all the time.
Right.
That's, you know, and I find the most successful people are people that are hard on themselves and they... Mm. You know, they are sensitive when they have feedback because they've already thought of that.
Right.
And they're worried about not being perfect.
Right.
It's really the people, I think, and I don't know the person who sent in this question, but I would just challenge them to say, what's the problem with getting feedback? Like, why, you know, look at the quality of the feedback. If it's, you know, if it's not good quality, you can disregard it.
Yeah.
But there may be something there for you to learn.
Yeah. It's interesting because I was thinking almost as a positive reinforcement when you said it's very helpful when you critique my writing. If you can let the feedback giver know the specifics of what is helpful, mm-hmm. it kind of guides them mm-hmm. in terms of future feedback.
Right. But don't think that it's not, that's not their job. That is their job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a teacher gives you feedback and a boss gives you feedback. They're in the same camp.
Yeah.
They manage you. You work for them, mm-hmm. so you're going to get feedback. So,
right.
I mean, I think this, for me, this podcast is about, you know, asking yourself, how are you at feedback? You know, how mm-hmm. do you...
How
you
are
know,
you at receiving
and
it?
There's the unsolicited, but what if you do ask for feedback? How
yeah.
do you react when you get it?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
and as somebody who, you know, gives feedback, I think it's always good to say to the person,
mm-hmm.
I've got some feedback for you. Do you want to hear it?
Uh-huh.
It's always good to ask.
That's great.
Pose it as a question.
Yeah. Before, and if they say, well, maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, or at least they prepare, you have a moment to prepare yourself and say, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want your feedback.
I've said something like that too before to clients, but I was just thinking you could use it at home too.
I was just going to say, I've done that recently with a friend where she was venting and I was like, okay, did you just want to vent and have someone listen or would you like to receive some advice and feedback now.
Uh-huh.
And it worked.
What did you get?
She wanted some advice, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you think she would have wanted it if you hadn't asked?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah. She might
She was
not
a little
have
bit taken aback when I asked her that, when I posed that question.
Yeah.
And it did give her a little bit of time to, like...
Mm-hmm. Pause.
Pause and then give me a definitive answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And mm-hmm. that's the beauty, actually, of feedback. I'm thinking when we mm-hmm. first were kind of on the road with working with you is killing me, and we'd get the reviews of our speaking, you mm-hmm. know, what worked and what didn't work. It was so helpful. And it hurt a little bit, you know.
Yeah, well, it stings initially.
Yeah.
But then you realize, oh, okay, yeah, I could do that better.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I like feedback, unless it's coming from a source that I don't respect, you know. There's always... And there's not many of those.
Yeah.
You know, there's a couple of family members that have a need to give feedback, and I don't think it's feedback. I just think they're knives.
Well, there's...
That's something else.
A whole other thing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But we're not getting... This is not a family show.
No.
But sometimes we recreate our family in the workplace.
And, that's right.
You know, sometimes our
Maybe.
Coworkers are like siblings to us.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful.
All right. So what we're saying to this person who's calling their boss a know-it-all mm-hmm. and who's saying, I don't like, she's constantly giving me this feedback. And actually, it helps in some areas. It's sometimes correct. But I want to give, you know, it feels like she doesn't trust me to do my job.
Mm-hmm.
Do we challenge that as well, that the feedback may not be about not trusting you doing your job, it's about helping you do your job better?
I mean, mm-hmm. I would ask the boss and say, you know, first of all, challenge yourself and say, wait a minute, are there things here I need to hear and I'm not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and are they valuable? They sting, but maybe there's some value here. And then if you feel that it's a distrust thing, I would bring that up and say, you seem to not trust me, and I want to just clear that up because mm-hmm. I I want to understand what's going on.
Yeah.
I think you can do that.
So you clarify.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like
hopefully
you'll
get you get the truth.
Right.
Yeah.
Not everybody owns up.
Seems like
no, everything's fine.
Exactly.
And then it's not.
I trust you completely.
Yeah.
Will you sign that document, please? Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. I'm going to go into a closed meeting soon.
Exactly.
So can you back out? Yeah. I mean, hopefully, you know, you can have a real conversation with your boss. But yeah. I just challenge this question. That's all. Yeah. I challenge it. And I'm sure, you know, there are know-it-all bosses that don't try. You know, I'm sure that exists. But right. I'm just going to challenge it. That.
Well, what you're saying is understand that feedback is part of work. And that you want to improve yourself, so you've got to learn how to receive it in one way or another.
Well, I think you learn a lot of things from your boss. You learn the things that they're sticklers about. Mm-hmm. You know, you may be repeatedly doing something that they really don't want done.
Right.
You know, they're communicating how mm-hmm. they want you to be, or right. how they want the work product to be. Again, if it gets personal, then we have another discussion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's something like you're late again.
Yeah.
Now, that's mm-hmm. feedback that, you know, you got to hear.
Interesting you say that, because I know I'm thinking of someone who we've talked about before, but this person who wherever she goes to work ends up like sort of stuffing the company refrigerator and kind of hogging the space and always gets that feedback, you know.
What? Get your
share
crap
the space,
out of the...
Don't leave all your food in there, and, you know, it belongs to everyone. And it just somehow it doesn't ever permeate.
She doesn't believe it?
I think she thinks it's over, that they care. You know, it's ridiculous.
Exaggerating?
Yeah, they're exaggerating. Exactly, mm-hmm. Logan. So anyway, it just popped in my head that sometimes, if it's a blind spot mm-hmm. for you, mm-hmm. you just may not get it.
Right.
But if you get the same feedback over and over again,
there's a message there.
Yeah.
You know, also, you know, it's not always easy for managers to give feedback, and especially if it's repetitive. That's annoying for them, and they don't like having to do that either. So I think you have to be open and say thank you.
I was going to say, I think an important part of responding to someone's suggestions is to acknowledge that you heard them.
Yes.
Because a lot of people, if they think you didn't hear what I said, will keep saying it until you acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to your friend who stuffs the refrigerator. That's fascinating. So do they just clean it out at the end of the week? Because here you would just throw it away.
Yeah. Well, no, that's the weird, whatever. There's so many issues there, but it's that she kind of proprietary about the refrigerator and food at work, and the idea that every meal should be kind of prepared at work.
What?
Yeah, so it usually ends up becoming an issue because the other workers, employees...
There's no space for their food.
And they resent it.
Does she make a full-course meal?
Yeah, she makes, you know, salad, maybe heats up a little salmon, has some crackers on the side.
I bet that smells great, that salmon.
Wow.
But it's an unawareness. That's
you know, we had somebody, I'm not going to say who the client is, but he had somebody who would roast Brussels sprouts.
Uh-huh.
I remember, and that was, he always roasted smelly vegetables, and he finally had to confront it.
Give him feedback.
Yeah, he had to give him feedback. He had to say, that's a problem. You can't do that here anymore. And the guy was like, I had no idea this was a problem. I mean, I have to eat. And,
right.
You know, I like to roast vegetables. They're, you know, healthy for you. And it ended up being a problem. He was not good at taking feedback. But ultimately, he got canned because something as dumb as that, he got canned. Well, he had other problems.
Yeah.
But
it didn't help his case.
It really didn't. So no,
it
became sort of the overarching story about what was wrong with this employee.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to do was say Brussels sprouts,
and then it was clear because he handled everything that way, his way.
Yeah.
But so I definitely, you know, from dealing with managers and dealing with employees, I definitely see that people fall into these two camps. They're either they like feedback, or they're resentful of feedback. And, you know, so I just am challenging everybody to really think about that. What are you like? And I'm like you, Catherine. I'm overly I'm always very open to feedback. And whether it hurts or not, I always feel it makes me a better person. And I probably have already thought of it. Rarely does somebody say something to me, that I haven't been just beating myself up for the same thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Logan?
I like receiving feedback. Yeah. It's the only way to really grow.
Exactly.
All right. So that's the message is to this person.
and to all of you.
And to all of you.
All the listeners.
Get good at receiving feedback.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back with some more feedback info.
Ever feel like you or your company could use a 20-minute therapy session? Well, K-Squared has your back. Simply download a K-Talk, plug in those ear pods, or gather a group of your coworkers and feel better instantly. Well, almost. Each K-Talk covers a specific topic and costs a fraction of what a traditional therapy session would. Feeling stressed by your workload? There's a K-Talk for that. Working with someone who's done you wrong? There's a K-Talk for that. Can't ask for a raise, need a vacation, hate your boss? K-Talk, K-Talk, K-Talk. Just go to ksquaredenterprises.com and purchase the K-Talk that fits your situation. Now back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So we want to finish our discussion on giving and getting feedback.
Mm-hmm.
I had a client the other day who's trying to write a book, and it's a really, really good idea. And I've read the pages she's written, and they're really good. And it's just she's at the beginning stages. Mm-hmm. And she had someone already read it and give feedback, and I could see their feedback, and I was in total agreement with the other person's feedback. I mean, they were saying, write more here, tell me a story here. Mm-hmm. It was very encouraging.
Yeah.
And the woman who's writing the book said to me, I was very hurt by what she had to say, and I became frozen and haven't been able to write another word.
Wow.
And I thought, that's so interesting, because I thought her feedback was really positive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And really encouraging. And if you just filled in where she said, write a story here, plug stuff in, you could have had a lot. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was fascinating how she heard it completely different than I did.
Right.
And then I was afraid to give her feedback after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to freeze her for another couple of years.
I like your dress. Yeah. Well, it's true. Actually, so I'll just say what I imagine for this individual and I don't think she's alone. Very often people in artistic fields, mm-hmm. although training usually requires a lot of feedback, but if it's new, if you're venturing into a new thing, feedback is very hard to take in, ingest. And part of that is, I think, honestly, because the fear is that what they've done is no good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so even if it's like this woman phrased things the way you described was very positive, that individual is so, her confidence is so low, mm-hmm. to start with, mm-hmm. that she could only take it in a negative,
mm-hmm.
form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which is too bad.
Yeah, it is, because I thought she really had something there. So I don't know whether she's going to open it up and go back, but, I've had other clients that have asked me for feedback and then, not jumped at me for giving the feedback. Yeah. But again, I see it in these two camps. Mm-hmm. You either really want feedback or you can't handle it.
Yeah.
So, right, do you see it any differently?
I see it, I guess I do, in the sense that I think that there are people who seek it out and people who avoid it, but I also think there's constructive and non-constructive feedback.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And I think that makes a big difference for people. And some people, someone said something once, mm-hmm. you're so selfish or you're so stupid or you're so clueless or whatever they said. That, unfortunately, that negative feedback stays with the individual, and then everything gets filtered through that idea.
Yeah, but I bet when, kids get that kind of feedback, they don't usually get it once.
Yeah, that's
right. They get it repeatedly.
Right.
So that wound that you're stepping on when you give feedback is pretty deep.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I like your idea in terms of if you're someone who's giving feedback, I really like the idea first of saying, I have some feedback for you. Are you ready mm-hmm. to hear it? And then really finding ways to say how whatever they're doing could be better.
Yeah, I think if you're the feedback giver, you really got to prep.
Yeah,
you do. You really, I mean, I think you have to think about what is the feedback you want to give? What is it you want to address? And then I think you have to carefully choose your words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in not only saying it constructively, but being sure that you're not attacking the person, but that you're attacking
the behavior.
Right.
Or the product, whatever it is.
Right, whatever it is, but not going after the whole person.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So constructive feedback has specifics attached to it usually. Like when you spoke at this meeting and you said la la la, that actually misrepresented you. Mm-hmm. You could have said da 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 and would show how smart you really are or how polished you really are, whatever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. But specifics, yes, I think that's very, very important.
And just to try to stay away from, you know, putting the person down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think you'll be a lot more effective as a feedback giver. But I think also as somebody who gets feedback, as we all do, you have to also be able to separate out, you know, you're the person who's giving it. Maybe they're not well trained at it. Maybe, you know, maybe they're in a bad mood. Maybe it's you're hitting them at the wrong time of day. So I think you have to also, you know, sometimes let people off the hook. Okay, you probably didn't say that very well. But I get the essence of it, which is I've got to go back to the drawing board and redo this report.
Yeah. I'm fired. Okay, I get the essence of what you just said. Yes, right. Getting that and cutting people slack. I think that's important too. It's true.
Yeah, because the person giving the feedback, it's not easy. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's that good at it.
Yeah.
Who gave you the best feedback? Can you think of someone who's remarks were really, really helpful to
you? I think if somebody was good at it, I don't remember. I really only remember the hurtful ones.
Uh-huh.
Those really stand out to me. And I've had plenty of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had, you know, people attack me entirely. But I even grew from all of that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I learned about them. I learned, oh, okay, so this person, you know, maybe I said something, you know, that they felt less than, and therefore they're attacking me now. Because,
right.
You know, I mean, I think I grew from all of it, and I still do.
Mm-hmm.
So right now the thing that I'm learning a lot. I'm always learning, but I'm learning to be really good at fitness. Mm-hmm. So you know, I have a trainer who has plenty of feedback. I don't think I do anything wrong. I was doing a plank the other day, and I counted to 35, and I said, "Wow, I'm up to 35." And she said, "No, you're not. You know, 35 would be one Mississippi, two Mississippi. You counted to 35 so fast, that I think it was 15 seconds." And you know, I could get mad at her and say, you know, that was still a big improvement, but instead, I just laughed because that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just true. Okay, so you can learn from that.
Right.
But, you know, there's more to it. It's, you know, it's anything that if you're growing and you're learning, you're going to get feedback.
It's true.
Hopefully, gratefully, because if you don't get feedback, then you don't get good at it.
You know, I was thinking when you talk about sports, like if I ever take a tennis lesson or something, all they do is correct you the whole time.
Ooh. That's right.
So, but it's expected.
Hey, every book we wrote, we got plenty of feedback. I mean, you want to work with a professional editor? Grow up. That's all it is feedback.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not interested in making you, you know, in not producing a great product.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, they're helping you get really good. I remember the first time we met, the first editor we ever met with Donna Radicek, and she really, I mean, she didn't rip us to shreds. She was so sweet, but it was all feedback. And I remember getting smaller and smaller and like, you know, right?
I was picture like, those couches and feeling like the couches were absorbing
us. We were so tiny, but yet we got so much better.
And we kept hiring her forever.
Yeah,
book.
I love her.
It's true. It's part of learning.
It's part of growing. I don't really know how you can grow without feedback. Now, if you don't like the source, you know, then that's a different issue. I know there are people that give feedback that it's more out of their pain than it is about helping you.
Yeah.
You have to
be
careful of that. So anyway, I'm a big believer in feedback. I don't know what else.
Nothing. I think we've covered the
territory. I mean, do you have clients that complain about it?
About receiving it?
Mm-hmm.
I think more often than not, they complain about not receiving any feedback.
Right. Right.
And if there's anything that I think many managers are guilty of, it's not communicating to their staff and letting them know how they're doing.
Right. Well, they're afraid. They're afraid of hurting somebody or pissing somebody off.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I have clients that will go and ask for it and still not get it.
Exactly.
So that is a problem.
Wow.
You have to create your own survey on a scale of 1 to 9. How competent am I? Yeah, right. It's tough sometimes to get people to tell the truth. I think you referred to that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what we're saying is go after it anyway and give it if you are in a position where you need to. I think that's a really important piece too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But not letting people know. And this happens actually very often in our consulting. Is someone may decide, I've had it with this employee, I want to fire them, and they've never given them any constructive feedback.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Right?
We had somebody on the phone recently where I was giving her feedback, and boy, she did not want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is to give feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So it's shameful, I think, when you've got a professional who's being paid to give you feedback that is respected and you don't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, I think you have to grow up and learn to accept. First of all, people have different opinions. You know, like if you just read our reviews on Amazon, I mean, you know, you're going to get a lot of different opinions. Some are useful, some aren't. But I've actually learned that ones that they're all useful. Because if people think, and not everybody thinks alike, so you're going to see all kinds of difference of opinions, and I think that helps. That helps making you become more open to the way other people think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be good in this day and age?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it would.
On that note,
join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Tweet us your stories about giving or receiving feedback to SK2. Follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.